Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, wherever you are listening in from, I welcome you to the Living by Design Radio. I am so happy to spend this time with you on this beautiful Wednesday, and we are ready to help you prepare for your new year. Now, if you've been following Living by Design, you all understand that we have been focusing on the topic of change. How change is difficult, how you can get through change, what the process is for change, and how to prepare yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, psychologically, and everything that comes along with change, because it is not easy. And I'm not going to pretend that it is, because we know it is difficult. But you can do it. You definitely can do it, and that's why we are here this evening to discuss something that I talked about last week and the previous week, and it is called the change cycle. And I posted on Facebook, and I also announced in last week's show that I would like for you to go to my website and download the change cycle model, because that's what I'm going to be talking about today, and I'm also going to be talking about that next week and throughout the remainder of the month as we close out 2011. So I hope you were able to go and download that. If you haven't done that yet, I please encourage you, if you're listening at the archive, to the archive right now, and you have not downloaded the Change Cycle Model, please go to my website and do that, because it's very important that you have that document. So if you've done that, great. I want to jump right in here and start this discussion, because as we all know, change is something that we are not going to be able to eliminate from our lives. It's something that is always going to be in our lives. And I just want to kind of recap a teeny bit of what we have talked about over the last couple of weeks, if you haven't been keeping up. Change is something that comes to our life whether we are ready for it or not. Ready or not, here it comes. It will result from chance, choice, or crisis. And it's usually unpredictable. So that's something that you need to understand. There's lots of different ways change comes into our lives. And the three ways are chance, choice, and crisis. Now, a lot of times, the crisis situations are, you know, we can't do anything about that. You know, they're uncontrollable. We have uncontrollable things, and they're a crisis, whether it's health-related or whether it's, you know, family drama, or you lose your job, or your home gets foreclosed on. Those are all changes that hit us, and they are in the crisis category. As far as chance, I mean, that's just things that happen, and they happen. I mean, the weather changes and the seasons change, and a lot of times people resent that, and they fight that, and they live in change pain. They don't like the weather. It's too cold. It's too warm. It's always something. So that's just chance changes, and that's just what you have to deal with, but it really does cause people a lot of stress. And that's why I want to have this conversation, and I want to do this show this evening, because I want to talk about the change cycle and how we do and do not manage the change as we go through these different stages of the change cycle. Now, self-awareness is something that I want you to understand and know what I mean when I say self-awareness. Self-awareness is something that if you don't get a grasp on this, then you're probably always going to be living in change pain. And change pain is it's going to cause you to fall into a very disturbing emotionally state of mind, whether it's depression, anxiety. You may have to go on medication, and it could affect you physically. You could be ill. Lots of different things can come from that. So you've got to be self-aware, and you've got to understand who you are, what your stress triggers are, what really sets you off, and how to be able to manage that and recognize it when it's happening. Now, one thing I want to mention is that scientists and research psychologists have discovered, I don't know if you know much about emotional intelligence, but that's something I'm going to be talking about over the next several months. So I want to make sure you tune in, because it has been discovered that your EQ, which is your emotional quotient, is a better indicator of success than your IQ. Now, you all know what IQ is. IQ means how intelligent you are, and that's very important. However, your intelligence is important, but being able to tap into your emotional health and tap into the emotions of others is even more important when you're trying to be successful, whether it's in your career, in your personal life, in any other area of your life, only because people are governed and they make decisions and choices based on their emotion, whether they like it or not. We are emotional creatures. And that's what we do. That's what executives do. That's what rich people do. That's what poor people do. That's what everybody does. We make decisions based on our emotions. So it's critical that you understand how emotional intelligence works and how you can perfect yours. So that's part of the self-awareness. And the other part of the self-awareness that I want you to understand is, how do people perceive you? Now, in one of my previous sessions earlier in the month, I ask you to take out a sheet of paper and write down, to draw a line down the center of the page, and I ask you to put on one side what I think, and on the other side of the line, what others perceive. And I ask you to come up with three descriptive words of how you see yourself versus three descriptive words of how you believe others perceive you. So if those two descriptions are very, very far apart, then there are some issues there that you need to be aware of, because if others are perceiving you one way and you believe that you have these type of personality traits, that's a problem, because you may be perceiving yourself as the solution and others may be perceiving you as the problem. So you must be self-aware and you must understand how others are perceiving you in order to be successful in your life. Now, what does all this have to do with change? Well, all this has to do with change because perception is reality. That's the bottom line. Perception is reality. And unless you understand how you're being perceived, you're not going to understand what it is you need to change. So the first aspect of change is to be aware and acknowledge. And that's why self-awareness is so important. You must be aware and acknowledge what is going on with you, how you're seeing yourself versus how others see you, and that's the first and foremost thing that I wanted to mention in this session this evening. Now, there are two critical emotions that come along with change, and those two emotions are fear and pain. Fear of the unknown and pain due to the loss of productivity, or, you know, if your job is changing or a new manager is coming in and something's changing in the workplace, because you may feel like you may lose productivity and your job may change and you felt like you were doing a very good job and you knew it like the back of your hand and now that's going to change and, you know, you're going to be moved out of your comfort zone. And that's just not always a very welcome feeling by most people. So pain for that reason, and fear because of the unknown. You don't know if you're going to keep your job, if the new changes at work are going to result in you being laid off or whatever the case may be. And maybe even in your personal life, change. You don't know what a change may mean for your relationship or your friendships or your health or any of those types of things. So there's a lot of fear and pain that come along with change. So what I want to talk about tonight, I hope you have the change cycle model in front of you, because I want to talk about the six stages of change and how you can prepare yourself to get through those six stages of change. Now, if you do have the change cycle model, you'll notice that the colors in the change cycle model are similar to the colors of a traffic light. And the reason for that is because what we tend to do at a traffic light is the same type of behavior and actions that we tend to do in these six stages of change. For instance, stage one and stage two of the change cycle model are in red. And the reason they're in red is because when you come to a red traffic light, what do you typically do? You stop. Or if you want to run it, you run the risk of something bad happening. So in stages one and stage two of this change cycle model, it's advised for you to stop. Stage one is the stage that I call loss. And I call it loss, L-O-S-S, because you feel like something has changed and you may be losing a piece of you. The fear and the pain may cause you to feel paralyzed or extremely cautious, and you're feeling like you're moving out of your safety net and you're pushed out of your comfort zone, and this may cause resistance, and that's why it's very important that you take it slow and stop. And lots of things are at stake here, and that's why it's high risk, and you must stop and wait and do the things that is required to help get you to the next stage. Now, there is another document that I have that I want to share with you as we go through these stages, and the objective in stage one, the stage of loss, when you're feeling paralyzed and maybe shocked because something major has happened, this change is a major change, and you're scared, you don't know what to do. The objective here is to acknowledge your loss and acknowledge what has happened and your concerns. Don't try to pretend like it's okay and I'm okay. Just acknowledge it. Find a confidant, friend, or someone to talk to about it, and try to find a way to channel that fear into appropriate action. That's why it's very important not to talk to your toxic friends at this point in time. If it's in the workplace, not to talk to the negative people in the workplace. The thing you need to do is create safety for yourself, and if it's at work, your organization, because you want to be perceived as the solution, right? Not the problem. So that's the exit strategy for moving from stage one, out of stage one, into stage two. And then stage two, you're moving from the loss stage to now you're starting to doubt. You're still in the red. Stages one and two are still in the red. So you still need to stop and just think things through. So in the doubt stage, doubt is your brain's way of slowing you down and even stopping you from taking action until more relevant information is gathered. Doubt could even trigger defensive behavior as a way of maintaining control. And in some people, this can lead to resentment, skepticism, resistance, and these are all counterproductive, and in some cases even harmful. And in stage two, it can cause you to ignore the obvious and only see the picture your way. And that's where the problem comes in, because everything that's stored in your subconscious from your previous experiences and your toxic beliefs, I'm sure we all have toxic beliefs that we need to, you know, rearrange, assess, and if it doesn't fit, omit. So in this stage, that's where you may feel resentful and skeptical and resistant, and you have to be aware of that. And the objective in stage two is to face reality by letting go of the fiction, let go of the previous ideas and thoughts and behaviors that you had about previous changes that you may have experienced. Yeah, you may feel angry, both passive and aggressive, but The main objective here is to try to seek valid and accurate information about this change. For instance, if you're at work and a new boss has been named or a reorganization and you don't know what that means, or you've heard that they're getting ready to downsize, and, you know, just seek valid and accurate information from the people who know the answers. It's your responsibility to find those people. If it's a personal situation, then you know who to go to talk to, whether it's a trusted friend, a family member, a spouse, significant other. Talk to them and tell them you just want to understand what's going on, because you don't want to feel doubtful. You don't want to be resentful. These are counterproductive emotional feelings that are not going to do you any good. So that is the goal and strategy to move out of stage two, which is doubt. And then stage three, now you're moving into the yellow zone. And at a traffic light, what do you do at a yellow light? Well, there's a couple of things. Some people slow down and stop, and then other people hit the accelerator and speed right through. And that's why this zone is called the yellow zone, because there are lots of different things that you know, people may do depending on your personality and who you are. But I would highly recommend that you slow and start to proceed with caution. These are the times when you can be cautious, that you should be cautious. Stage three is the discomfort stage. You're starting to feel anxious and confused and unproductive. But the good news here is that this is where the rubber actually meets the road. And, you know, you could make it or break it. So this is a very important stage, because if you want to, if you've gathered the right information from stage two, and if you've created safety for yourself in stage one, then you're really setting yourself up for a good outcome for stage three and moving to the next stage. Now, the bad news in stage three is that because you're feeling a little unproductive and because you're feeling more anxious and confused, this is the time when it's a possibility that you could have a breakdown instead of a breakthrough. So, of course, your objective is going to be to have a breakthrough and not a breakdown. And you have to take small steps. Take small steps here. And that's why the yellow zone, you know, take small steps. You may be tempted to hit that accelerator and start, you know, really moving fast and get through, but you don't want to do that. And that's going to help expedite your breakthrough. Focus on finding the motivation to keep yourself moving in this stage. It's very important that you find the motivation, whatever that may be, whether it's through motivational audio CDs or books or talking with people or whatever motivates you, relaxation. You have to find the motivation so that you can get through. Because the key here is, if you don't make it through stage three to get over to stage four, there's a danger zone. There is a potential that you may hit that danger zone spot. And if you hit that danger zone, that's going to just totally destroy your potential of making a successful change, because you're being pushed out of your comfort zone in stages one, two, and three. And if you can't get through stages one, two, and three, guess what's going to happen? You're going to revert back. You're going to go back to your comfort zone, and everything that you have tried to do in stages one, two, and three are going to be for naught. You're just going to lose it all, and you're just going to go back. Now, a good example that I can give you for this, and when you get to stage one, two, and three, and you hit that danger zone, is when you go into a change by choice. Remember, I said the three ways we get change in our life is by chance, choice, or crisis. So let's say you choose a change, a New Year resolution. You want to go into this new year with a change. You want to lose weight, or you want to stop smoking, or whatever the case may be. Well, if you don't understand the emotional and mental cognitive challenges that come with change. And if you don't realize that you have to make a mindset shift, you have to get your mind in the right place before you can get the action that you're trying to change in the right place. And so that's why getting to stage three is, it's great, but unless you are committed to those mind changes that come along with change, then you're not going to be successful. And that's why 95% of New Year resolutions fail, because people jump straight into the action before they understand the emotional and mind changes and mental changes that come along with this process. So I said all that to say, if you can push through stages 1, 2, and 3 and get beyond that danger zone and be willing to step out of your comfort zone and relax and just go with it. Because what happens when your subconscious has been doing something, your subconscious stores everything that it has known you to be. It knows who you are. It knows your habits, your behaviors, your attitude. All that is stored in your subconscious. So when you make the conscious choice to do something different, your subconscious is going to try to keep you where you are. But if you can push through that and keep saying over and over and over, see yourself in the new vision, see yourself in the new behavior, see yourself in the new action, the new change that you want to put into your life. If you can continue to see that over and over and over and over, then you can push through that comfort zone. You can push out of that danger zone and move beyond your comfort zone so that you can get to stage four, which is the discovery stage. And this is very, very key. Because now in stage four, the issues that you encountered in the first three stages were problems to solve. And in stage four, you now have solutions to implement. Your energy begins to return along with your concentration. Your momentum increases. So this is a very, very significant stage to get to, stage four. You start to gain perspective. And you start, you know, seeing some productivity, and you start making decisions that reflect your ability to see the best options. And the more you surround yourself with people who are positive and uplifting, the more you learn from the stage, first stage 1, 2, and 3, what got you to stage 4? How were you able to find the relevant information to get you to this point? Who did you talk to help motivate you and get your motivation up? Did you use audio CDs? Did you read books? Did you relax? Did you meditate? Did you have visualization, affirmations? Did you pray? Whatever tips and methods, because there's many, many tips and methods that you use to get you, whatever got you to stage four, continue to do more of it, because this is a very significant stage. Now, stage five. Now you're in the green zone, which means that you can hit the accelerator and move forward. This is a very, very significant stage. It's time to accelerate, and you can relax a bit. In stage five, which is understanding, you're starting to feel more confident, more productive. You're starting to grasp the meaning of how this cycle of change and the different stages are very, very valuable for you. You're starting to enjoy a greater understanding of what change means and how change is a process and how change just doesn't just happen overnight and why New Year resolutions fail, because you don't go through this process before you jump into making a change by choice. And when you go through this process, you will discover your New Year resolutions will start to be successful, and you'll be able to accomplish exactly what it is you want. You'll be able to identify the benefits in order to begin the integration and the change. And then the final stage, stage six, which is integration, you've arrived. You understand how to make the change in your life. You've already started putting the plans in place. You're writing down all your goals, things that you want to do. You're feeling satisfied. You're starting to focus. And you could even help others along the way who are struggling with change. And that's what it's all about, to help others. Once you learn, then you'll be able to be a beacon of light and a value and someone who can a vessel and a conduit for change and improvement. And that's what life is all about. And that's what we're all here to do, is help each other. So I hope that helped to kind of put it in perspective a little bit. There's quite a bit more, and I invite you to send me an email note if you haven't downloaded the Change Cycle Model. Again, please go to my website on the media, radio and media page and download it. Please email me at Kathy@chollowayhill.com for questions. If you'd like to work with me more on this, this is a proven method and it does work. I myself am a testimonial. I was in many situations where I didn't think I was going to make it through, and I implemented this process and it is just remarkable. And I'll be more than happy to tell you more of my stories if you email me and as we go through this process. Next week we will be finishing out this particular month for this topic. But in January, we're going to talk about goal setting, because once you understand the change cycle, then you'll be able to accomplish your New Year resolutions or your goals or whatever it is that you have for your life. So that's why I wanted to put so much emphasis on this change cycle, because the six stages of change, and it's only six stages, this can make it so much easier for you to get through this process if you just understand what it takes to get you there. So with that, I want to just leave you with a few quotes that are very, very important to me and very dear to me, and it pretty much says it all, that change is the essence of life. Be willing to surrender what you are for what you can become. And if you want to change your life, you must change your mind, and you have to change your mindset. And my favorite quote of all, Henry Ford said it best when he said, whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're right. It's all about what you believe. Your beliefs are very, very strong, and they're very, very powerful. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and sign off for now. We're coming up on our last 60 seconds of the show, and it has been wonderful. I appreciate you joining me this evening. I appreciate the comments from the chat room. Yes, absolutely. Please email me if you have individual specific stories and questions, comments you want to make. I'll respond back to you immediately. And go to my website and look at some of the audio CD tapes that are there. That's what they're there for. They're there to help you get through this change process. And I also have a surprise that I'm going to be announcing next week, because I have a teleconference session that I'm going to be offering to my loyal listeners, and I'll tell you more about that surprise next week. So I'm going to sign off for now. I want to let you know that I believe in you. I know you can do it. If you want to release the fear in the new year, then be willing to work with me. Be willing to work with me on the change cycle, because this is the essence of true fulfillment in life and living your dreams and your purpose. Have a wonderful week. Good night, everyone, and I'll see you same time next week here on the Living by Design Show. Good night, everyone.